Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang!
Oh, so good. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is International Women's Day, ladies and gentlemen, which is a very big deal. And this is the International Women's Day edition of Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports, as well as Mainframe in the clothing area.
Wow. You all right there?
I'm good. I'm really good. Do we have any other sponsors? Is that it? Just two right now, huh?
Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
Oblivion Comics and Coffee. How did I forget them? Oh, my gosh. Wow. How did I forget? I actually had lunch with LB herself today.
And you already forgot about her.
Totally forgot about her.
Wow.
She'll forgive me. This is, of course, the Video Game Bang, and we have a lot to talk about. This is an exciting time for gamers. A brand new console's out. We have some of the biggest games of all time releasing this month, as told by Aaron. Speaking of Aaron, he's right across from me, my co-host, my good friend, my buddy. What's up?
What's happening? Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
Thank you. Did you know that before I said it?
Yes.
How did you know?
Because I know a lot of women.
And they made sure you knew about it, or
yes.
All right, we'll get back in. We'll talk a lot about women today. If you guys know,
we'll get back into women.
You know, we love the ladies.
As we have a full male cast, except for one.
Right. VGB has always loved the ladies. You know, sometimes we don't show it enough, but today we're gonna fix all that. It's all women, all show, and it's the way it should be. Also joining us, he is the man in the hat, the Mainframe USA hat, David Webb. How's it going?
What's going on, everybody? I'm playing a lot of Zelda.
So you asked us what's going on, everybody, and then you answered the question?
Yeah,
that made no sense.
It was way too quiet.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm playing Zelda.
Yep.
All right. You top yourself every time.
Every time. That's my goal.
You've been really losing it over this new Mainframe hat. I've seen like two social media posts, I think, about this hat.
One on mine and one on VGB. Well, they're a sponsor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're shilling us out.
Yep.
Okay. It's a nice hat.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
All switching up for my blue one.
Also on the show, she is the international cosplay superstar sensation, who's going through a lot of life changes. Ivy Doom Kitty.
Hey, how are you?
You're evolving as a person, it seems like. Every day, like, you're actually devolving, maybe. Is that safe to say? You're devolving?
It's a devolution?
It's a devolution. You're going back in time, and, like, you're...
It's like Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
That's sad. That's sad.
No, in a good way. I guess I'm starting life backwards with a lot of things, but it's good. It's good. It's a lot of fun. I'm happy. I'm in a very happy place at the moment. Things are moving forward. It's awesome.
It appears so. Like, you can tell a difference in the social media. You're in this new enlightened age of revolution where you're learning all this new stuff, and then you're getting back into some cosplay shows. You have some announcements you wanted to make about that?
Yeah, I'm actually flying out tomorrow to Lexington Comic Con in Kentucky, which will be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited. It's my first show of the year, so it'll be a lot of fun. I have everybody voting on the costumes I'll be bringing out to the show on my Instagram, if you guys want to check it out. And I have another show I'm going to, but I can't announce it yet until they officially make the announcement, but it's at the end of this month for a week and a half, which will be really awesome.
It's Disney, isn't it?
Disney Con.
Yeah.
It's always Disney. I'm excited. You guys,
We should also throw out the reminder, if you are in the NorCal area, Sacramento greater region, and you need a job, Oblivion Comics and Coffee are officially hiring. It's going to happen. We've been talking about this for over a year, I feel like, on the podcast, and now it's actually becoming a reality. So if you want a job, some rules. You need to be clean, so be sure you are one who showers. Dang. I know it is a comic shop, but this isn't your typical comic shop. This you've got to shower. Rule one. Aaron, what are some other things you want to see in an Oblivion employee?
They need to promptly kick any customer out of my seat when I walk into the building.
Wow.
Your seat?
Yeah, my seat.
How will they know that it's your seat?
Oh, they'll know.
I can't wait to go there and just sit on the application. All the time.
That's on the application.
I'll just sit there and just stare at it.
There'll be a small mini map, and there'll be a circle in green saying Aaron's seat. Yeah.
Okay. And then also on the show, he's just been sitting there so patiently.
No, right? Get to me. Come on.
Joey, he's back on the show from nerdreactor.com, mm-hmm. From our former sponsor. He's also a podcaster, and he's our resident Nintendo fanboy. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing great. I've also been playing Zelda a lot.
We're going to talk about it. That's why we had to have Joey.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had you when they first made the announcement, right?
Yes. And since then, I've been on another YouTube channel, Commonwealth Realm.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What the plugs that. Already?
Yeah. I'm going to say hot plugs already. Yeah.
I got fans watching this that I brought to you. You're welcome.
Oh, so. Oh, thank you, oh mighty Joey, for bringing your fans. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's probably right. Joey's very popular.
I just realized that I know you.
Oh yeah, we're friends on Facebook. Nice to
see
you.
I just realized that. Wow. I'm like, oh holy hell. I'm like, oh, I knew him.
I've seen you before, haven't I?
Clearly.
Oh, my friends list.
Oh man, I was so engaged in that conversation too. Damn it. I wanted to get into all your nitty gritty Facebook friend names and
what you playing.
Unfortunately, the podcast gods said nay. They said it's time to play what you playing, Aaron. I know the answer, but America doesn't. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Lego Marvel. Yeah.
It's the hardest game in the world.
Not what you've expected, huh?
It's a hard game. Actually,
it
okay.
is not.
Okay, maybe you're playing the easy version, because I played Lego Marvel Avengers. Way different.
I didn't play Lego Marvel Avengers. I played the one that came out before it.
I think it was just Lego Marvel.
Yeah, it was just Lego Marvel, but it's not... It's still not a difficult game. And I've been playing runner-up for Game of the Year, Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Runner-up to Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yes, correct.
The game that hasn't come out and has probably the worst facial animations
Does
I've
not
ever
matter.
Seen.
And Mass Effect is the
First
runner-up
of all,
to Zelda.
You guys keep saying the worst you've ever seen. Oh. That's off the bat a lie. Because in this universe, 616
well,
L.A. Noire still exists. So there you go.
At least I can tell what the people in L.A. Noire are feeling and thinking.
Are you? Can you? Can you?
They look like they have a soul.
With their stiff bodies and their over-animated faces, you can tell what they're saying.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, you can tell what they're feeling.
Here's
yeah.
the thing, Aaron. L.A. Noire came out in 2011. Or 2011, as the kids on the streets
it
would
might
call
have
it.
Been 2010.
Okay, but it had like this revolutionary, facial capturing.
2011, Aaron. That's like
okay.
That's like help me out with the math here. 6 years ago,
yes.
7 years ago.
That was 6 years ago.
Ivy, you're the one in school. Is that accurate?
Maybe.
Wow.
She's like, it's English lit. Okay, it's not math. So. So that happened a long ass time ago. 6 years, Aaron. I expect better facial game.
Yeah.
We'll I
mean,
see
when it comes out and when it hits Game of the Year.
Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah. There you go.
Aaron, I mean, you're a guy who really likes facials, so I thought you'd be a little bit more upset
oh,
with this.
Oh, man.
That literally had nothing to do with the actual game.
I know.
He just wanted to use
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Total sneak diss. I'm sorry.
That was
shameful.
Just total force. That you raped a joke. And
don't.
Congratulations. You're a rapist now.
On International Women's Day, I expect you to clean up your act. This is unacceptable. This is how PewDiePie lost his sponsorship.
Well,
right no.
I don't think so. Not,
don't you dare put me in the same boat as... him.
You guys are pretty similar. Go ahead, David.
Nowhere
what have you been playing?
I've been bouncing between Zelda and Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Ghost Recon Wildlands. Yes. Because I know Joey's going to talk about the Zelda part.
Yeah, so we can just skip that.
Let's get into Wildlands. You guys are playing on the hardest difficulty. Is there even a point for Ivy and I to get this game? Are you guys way too ahead of us?
To have fun, yeah.
No, we're not that far.
That's the point.
But you guys are so far ahead.
We're not.
Yeah, we're not, actually. We literally
are. Are you saying, Corey, that you can't catch up? You don't have what it takes to catch up to him?
Well, of course.
He's trying to look for an excuse not to get the game.
It's a little bit.
No, see, I absolutely want the game because I'm a big Ghost Recon fan. I just don't want to get it for PlayStation. I want to get it for Xbox.
Why, though? It makes no sense.
Because I like getting achievements versus trophies. And I like my Xbox controller versus a dookie PlayStation controller.
Wow. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, she said the dookie PlayStation.
I agree.
It's painful to hold. It hurts. If I can have an Xbox controller on PlayStation, then that's fine. I'd be a happy camper.
And you can get one. You can get one of those, yeah.
That's the beauty of gaming.
So which one of you is going to send it?
You can. That's the beauty of gaming.
It's kind of different. Like, I guess I'll play this one on the PlayStation. Like, I guess I don't care. I've gotten over the Dookie controller. It is not as good. But this is going to take even more away from my Zelda experience than I already have. Like, I'm already only playing Zelda for, like, 30 minutes a day, maybe. There's just so much to do. So throwing another game on top of that, plus I got to keep up with my ranks in Overwatch. It's a busy time to
it's
be
tough being a
gamer. It's tough. It's rough. I don't think gamers get enough respect for how difficult.
I don't think they do.
No. Joey, what you been playing?
I've been playing 1-2 Switch all day, every day. Okay, it's definitely Zelda. I'm waiting for this game for decades, it feels like. And, man,
decades?
I'm more
wow.
than satisfied with it. It totally changes the open world genre.
Wow.
Hold on now. Wait a second.
Wait, it's a good game.
Where did that come from?
Why is his
because you can climb.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
You're done. You're already done. I was trying to defend you, bro, but
you're defending me.
That's typical Joey. You know, we brought him on thinking he was gonna be level headed and then he just goes off on one of those.
Well, when you put me on the spot, I kind of get nervous.
I had zero indication that he was gonna be level headed.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and we went and saw Logan, and Joey was there, and did you leave, like, immediately after the movie?
Yeah. Well, our showing started an hour later than yours, so that's why you didn't see me.
Oh, you weren't in the same theater.
Oh, I thought you were in the theater with us.
Nope. I started at 8 o'clock. You guys started at 7.
Oh. I thought you booked it immediately to go get your Switch.
Well, which we did, but still.
How many kids did you knock down
to get out of the theater? All of them.
All of the kids.
All 12 all of the kids. Because, you know,
wow,
there
we
was
had
actually kids
the
in
kids,
that damn
huh?
movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Parents, stop bringing your kids.
Why?
To see
they're
going
to see it anyway. They're going to see it in schools. In the streets.
Yeah, they're going to see it in schools. Because when I was in school, we saw rated R.
Oh, yeah. Well, we actually, saw it all the time. Did. Saw it all the time. Watch The Godfather in school.
Now, American History X.
Webb and I were on the Filmlosophers this week. The episode is out now. Mm-hmm. You can see the full spoiler review of Wolverine, if that's what you want. We talked about Wolverine for about an hour.
It's called Wolverine? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was called Wolverine.
It's called Wolverine.
Why would you go watch Wolverine?
The Wolverine, colon, Logan.
A Logan story.
Subtitle, not
Logan
Old Man
Origins,
Logan.
Origins Wolverine.
Oh, no, yeah. It's definitely not Old Man Logan, but whatever, you know.
So,
that's nitpicking.
Aaron, have you seen the movie yet?
I have not. I will not go to theaters and see it. Thank you for the follow, because I will not go to the movie theaters and see it. I will watch the movie, but I will not go to
the
theaters.
How come you're not going
to
go to the theaters?
Ivy,
I will not support this.
Have you watched Logan?
Why not?
I have not seen it yet. Life, I've been so busy with everything that I just haven't had a chance. So I'm hoping that next week I'll be able to actually catch it and... Yeah.
As long as you give it a fair chance. Don't be an Aaron.
No.
I want to see it. I'm quite frankly, I'm over. I know I've said this before in previous episodes, but excuse me, sorry. I'm over just having Wolverine thrown in my face all the time.
Wolverine but, getting thrown in your face?
He is the one that got a trilogy.
No. In every X-Men movie is a Wolverine movie.
That is true.
It's true. This one is a bit different, though.
It's a lot different.
You guys will enjoy it. If you want to get a full spoiler review, if you're that type of sicko who doesn't care about spoilers, check out the Filmlosophers on VGBstudios.com. And then as far as what I've been playing, it's just the same old shit, different day. I'm playing a lot of Overwatch ranked. Which we have a story about. We'll talk about that. And the Zeldas has been good. And that's about it.
Have you gotten your rank in Overwatch yet?
I have. It was abysmal.
What'd you get?
I got like low 1900s.
So that's
silver.
Silver, yeah.
So I'm already trucking my way up into gold. I think I'm at 22 or something maybe. I'm getting up there.
Does it feel like it's the same as season 3? Like they didn't make any tweaks to it?
The placements were terrible. I feel like it was still... I feel like my individual performance in my matches was always on par. Like,
yeah.
I always had golds. I was on fire most of the matches. Right. Like I had good matches. I was just on losing teams.
Do you play... Because when I was over here yesterday, you were playing Anna. Do you play support
typically? So once I got into silver, I stopped playing support because it's useless to try and support really terrible players.
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
Yeah, when I'm in that low of an elo, I can do a good DPS and better than most of the people I play with. And then once I start getting into gold again, I start leaning back towards support because I'm not that great of a DPS and the rest of the talent gets a little bit better around me. So that's kind of been it. I think I ended up going 5-5 or something like that.
That's not too bad. I'm at 1-2 right now. So I waited until I have more people to play with before I keep going.
Definitely recommended. I got really impatient and ended up screwing up my chances.
Brain bang, brain, brain bang, brain bang, brain.
Yeah, Corey.
You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang.
Happy International Women's Day to me.
Oh my God.
Wow. Happy International Women's Day.
First of all, I don't choose when the theme songs go off.
Bull crap.
The podcast gods have been determining that since this show began.
Wow.
Just this once, I think we can delay brain bang.
Really?
This once, because it's International Women's Day, I will not obey the gods. I will disobey the gods for Ivy Doom Kitty.
Hmm.
What have you been playing?
Punch you in the ovary.
Damn. That was uncalled for.
Just a reminder, International Men's Day is November 19th, so be sure to post about that as well.
Yeah, because that's going to be a really good day.
We've had enough days, guys.
What do you mean we had enough days?
There's no way in hell am I going to promote anything for National Men's Day.
You'll see me promote something.
Because I'm a white male. That's like two things that go against me right now.
Oh, man.
Wait, don't guys have a specific day that it's like steak and a BJ Super Bowl? Day or something like that?
Steak and a BJ.
At first I was...
I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Like, it's
never
a thing.
Heard of that.
Like, look it up.
Steak and a BJ. At first I was interested. Now you have my full attention.
It's a legit thing. Seriously, Google it. It's an actual day. This thing has its own day.
As soon as those words left your lips, they hit my Google search engine. And this is fascinating.
So did you find the day?
No.
Well, while you look that up.
I'm still scrolling through the images.
March 14th is just around the corner.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, you heard it here from Ivy Doom Kitty of all sources.
I know some very interesting facts.
There's a website for it.
Wow,
are you kidding
me? Oh my gosh. It said recipes and techniques. All here
I told you it's a thing.
When you think about it, that is two great things.
Man. Hey, go for it. More power to you. Why not?
We can probably talk about what you've been playing, though.
Yeah.
I guess that's relevant.
Overwatch. A bit of Overwatch in between everything. And I have the Zelda game probably in my mailbox, but I have no Nintendo Switch. So I'm going to have the game right here, but no console.
Why?
Because no one has it out
here. How does that happen? How do you get the game and no console?
Well, one of my friends, she was selling her at retail price, a secondary copy of the collector's edition, exclusive, limited edition game. So she sent it to me, and I bought it knowing full well that I did not have the console for it yet.
What? Let's go through the decision-making model of
it. It was an impulse buy.
Well, I can get that.
I can't blame her.
I was going to say, didn't you guys buy yours on an impulse?
Yeah, but we bought the console.
Yeah.
Like, we can do something with that.
Can you?
Yeah,
you can play Zelda on it.
Have you tried? How many have you licked the cartridge yet?
Not yet, but I will because I am genuinely curious.
Want me to do it right now?
Do it on stream.
Fine, I'll do it.
Have you done
like a do it like a gamer
I've never
girl?
Done it. Like a gamer?
No. No, nobody wants to see that.
So this is authentic.
This is authentic.
Reaction.
Legit.
Here we go.
I'm about to lick this bitch. Okay.
That's terrible.
Oh, man.
I might join him.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not.
I need to.
Godspeed. Go with God.
Hold on. Before you do it, chat. Do you want to see him lick it like a gamer girl?
Oh my God.
It's not gonna happen.
It's International Women's Day. Lick it like a woman.
I don't even know what that looks like.
Wow.
Because I'm not a perv. All right.
Well, he's got a point.
Here goes. So what side do I lick, though?
Yeah, that's kind of. I doubt you lick the paper.
I think you
just put the whole thing in your
mouth.
Middle
side.
No. Chew it while we're at it.
Swallow down. And,
all right. So which side do we lick?
Oh, man.
I'm licking the back.
Okay.
I'm licking the back.
On the count of three. On the count of three. One.
This sounds so bad.
Two.
All right, here we go.
Three.
Oh, shit. They did coat it with something.
Yeah.
That's not just
I'm not feeling anything yet. Hold on.
The middle part. You got to lick the middle part.
Oh, God.
The middle part?
No,
the metal.
Don't lick the metal?
Part. Yeah.
I don't want to lick the middle. That'll fuck up my game.
No,
it
won't.
No.
Feel it, though?
It definitely, you lick the back of it, and it definitely tastes bitter.
Ew.
Like it was laced with something.
Cocaine.
I don't want it. I'm scared.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Okay, why do you continue to lick? I don't understand. I don't understand the problem.
Now, since you've been licking it so much, just eat it. Just eat it.
No, might as well. Yeah, just bite down into the.
What a waste of my fucking time. I'm leaving.
Right. It's so kids don't swallow. Oh, God. The aftertaste is even worse when I just like.
I must have taste buds of steel, I swear. And my game fucked up. Great.
That's just- yep, and it won't start.
Oh, man.
Hey, I know somebody who has a special edition one that she's not going to be using for a while.
Hey.
So about that special edition.
The games don't, your save data is on that cartridge, too.
Oh, yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's awkward.
So you got to start over.
Yeah. That's really bad.
Absolutely freaking disgusting.
Also,
so
the
what's
fact
it,
that
what,
you're...
What's it taste it? If you can describe it, what is it?
In a word.
Pepper spray?
Yeah.
I've only been pepper sprayed 3 times. But, yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Only 3 times?
Only 3 times.
Damn, amateur.
I think it would have been a 4th during TwitchCon, but
right?
I'm pretty sure I steered him away from that situation.
Oh, man.
Speaking of which, Ivy, is that all you've been playing?
Yeah, that's just it. That's it.
Is the floor?
That's it. Hopefully Ghost Recon next week when I pick it up and whoop your ass in it. So
it's a team game.
It's a team game. You can't put me.
There actually is a multiplayer versus that is going to be free to download.
I think she's going to go rogue.
Oh.
And there's not even friendly fire because I've tried.
Nope.
That's what I want in a teammate.
I just want to shank Corey though.
Why?
You know, like.
So let's summarize how this game is going to go. Me and Aaron are going to be doing the missions.
Yeah.
Corey's going to be running, and Ivy's going to be chasing him.
Basically.
Alert the entire camp.
Yeah.
And you and I are going to have to clean up the mess.
Well, we'd just be on the other side of the map.
That's
the freedom of open world.
We'll just jump in the helicopter and just,
it's the freedom
out,
of open world.
I've seen Aaron fly, and it wasn't pretty. So, if nothing else, we're going to close the floor for what you're playing and move on to...
Brain bang, brain, brain bang, brain bang, brain. You brain bang. Brain, bang, brain. You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang.
Yes, that is, of course, the brain bang theme song where we ask a question on Twitter and then we answer that question on Twitter live on the show with your guys' responses, of course. And if you'd like to participate in the brain bang, follow us on Twitter at EnergyGG, where I generally ask the questions. This time it was themed with International Women's Day. I wanted to know who was your favorite female protagonist in video games. And the options I gave were Ellie from The Last of Us, Lara Croft from Tomb Raider, Samus Aran from Metroid, and other. So, Aaron, what do you think?
Probably Ellie.
Ellie?
I'm probably going to give it to Ellie.
But what's your choice?
Oh, my choice?
Yeah.
Who's out there? Let's go out there.
So many to choose from, you mean, right? Because there's so many.
Do they have to be a main character?
No.
Okay.
I thought this would have been an easy one. I thought you were going to go with Perfect Dark.
Nah.
It's a good guess.
Great game, but like every time I played, I never played as Joanna.
Well, while Aaron thinks
it's not
about
perfect,
it.
So go ahead, skip me.
What do you think, Ivy Doom Kitty?
Yep, there it is. See, look.
So my options were Samus, Ellie,
Lara Croft, or you could come up with anyone you want.
My favorite female gaming character is Samus, so...
It's a good one.
Yep, it's mine too.
Yeah, I even named my cat Samus.
And you've cosplayed that as well, right?
And I've cosplayed Samus.
You've done the Zero Suit Samus. Okay, that's
And she's goals for, like, I want to cosplay her in her Varia suit with the arm cannon flower that mother opened. Yeah, Samus.
Okay, Joey.
Samus is also mine, like Metroid. I like Metroid more than Zelda, so that says everything you need to know right there.
Damn. All right. Learned something new about Joey. What about David Webb?
I'm going to go with Lara Croft.
Lara Croft. That's
it's pronounced Lara.
Yeah.
It is Lara.
Lara Croft.
Lara.
Pronounce it how I damn well
Lara Croft macaroni and cheese. What do you think? Have you gotten around to something over there, Aaron?
Come back to me.
Ivy, also keep your eye on chat. Let us know. I want to hear what our chat happens to think. But some other ones that came in. So with only 13% was other. And some of the recommendations were ones I agree with, like Clementine from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Clementine.
Quite a few because I think she was the flavor of the month. Alloy from Horizon Zero Dawn got quite a few votes. So some people said, some yuckster said Link. That is not.
Oh,
wow!
I mean,
wow, so fired. Hilarious and original.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. Lightning from Final Fantasy.
No, could never be in the running for anything.
Josh says, "My wife in Sims 3."
Josh is wrong.
We got two or three votes here for Chun-Li, Thunder Thighs.
There
herself.
You go.
Yeah.
Not a bad one.
Yeah.
And then someone said Cirilla from The Witcher, Lucina. There's actually a lot of. People varied it up here. Lilith from Borderlands got some love.
Ooh. Aaron? Do you know what chat's voting for?
Uh-oh. Ivy Doom Kitty.
Ziploc Bob said Dixie Kong would be his favorite female.
So underrated.
Wow.
With 25% of the vote, Lara Croft. So she she didn't do too well. She didn't do too hot.
British
in this
one.
Bloody hell.
With 30% of the vote, Ellie from The Last of Us.
Oh, you know what that means.
Which means
why
taking it 32% of the vote with just a hair over the competition, Samus Aran.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo. Boy.
I got it. I know who.
That's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
I got it now.
Who is it?
Samus Aran. I'm going to go with Samus. Yeah.
You are what they call a front runner.
Ah, man, they haven't come out with a Metroid game in 7 years.
Who was
that? Long? You don't even count...
I don't count Fed 4.
Oh, yeah. Crap. Yeah. I forgot a character.
Who?
I just realized. Okay. Someone else. Shell.
Shell?
Yeah, from
Shell,
Portal.
Shell, from Portal.
Oh, she had a name?
I know, right?
Yeah.
How could that be your favorite character when she had literally no, like, story or anything to care about her?
Oh, my favorite is the computer.
There was plenty
Portal.
To care
GLaDOS.
About.
GLaDOS.
You're assuming GLaDOS is gender now?
Yeah. It sounds like a woman.
Also,
they
identify her as a she in the game. So
did she identify
GLaDOS
herself?
As the
potato
or GLaDOS as the robot or the AI?
GLaDOS as the potato all the way.
Potato GLaDOS.
Yes.
I put out.
This is why we're friends on Facebook.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
On the energy Twitter, I put out a. Basically, it was the. Screenshot of the hero gallery from Overwatch, and I just erased all the women characters, and I was like, you know, because there's the hashtag a day without a woman trending, so I was capitalizing on that, you know, put that out there, and the first comment that comes was, oh, so you're just assuming Bastion's gender.
Wow.
First comment.
I would have replied, yeah.
Oh, God, I love the internet.
Gotta love it. Gotta hate it.
I think that does it. We all got in on that one, which brings us to the next segment of the show.
Webb's telling the news.
So, right off the bat, I thought we would switch it up, and that was not on purpose.
What?
No, that was perfect.
We're going to talk about the Nintendo Switch.
Very good.
And Nintendo, the numbers came in, and the Switch is officially the fastest selling Nintendo console in the Americas and Europe.
Yeah.
For that launch, at launch.
Yeah, and launch numbers tend to be bigger than overall.
But right. That's the thing, too, though. Every console that's ever come out, I guarantee there's some stat that they can say to kind of give it that positive spin on it. It's the number one fastest selling console
at launch in America.
So you break down all those stats.
At launch at 2 a.m.
Yeah, in America. Exactly.
Between
in Pawnee, cool. Indiana.
During exactly. Full moon.
Good reference, man. Good thanks. Reference. And, but no, yeah, it's whatever, dude. Like that's not a where's the games?
The
Nintendo.
Well, okay, so I'll get to Breath of the Wild, but in Japan, it did not beat the Wii. The Wii is still the fastest selling console, but it beat the Wii U.
I think that's a jump. That's though. A given.
Here's the thing, though. You guys didn't realize this, but the Nintendo Switch is in fact the number one hottest selling console / handheld Nintendo unit ever sold in Japan.
Yeah.
You didn't think about that.
I bet you they put those on the newspaper.
And Japan, that system was made for Japan because Japan loves mobile gaming. They still make Vita games there.
That's sad.
Wow.
That's really sad.
We need to start making Vita games.
Still making Vita games.
No, Aaron, that is not sad. Children dying of starvation, like in Africa,
that's sad.
I'm going to put this up there right there with it. Japan still making Vita games, and yeah. Yeah.
I have no words.
No words. Hashtag.
It's funny because the three white people can't comment on the black problems. That's terrible.
It's not that we can't comment.
Oh, you can't? Go right ahead.
No,
let's get into that.
We can't comment on your audacity that you're going to put Vita games up there with starving children.
I could do that, though.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
You can't do that.
You can't.
Just did.
I mean, you can, but it makes
you
just
can, but you shouldn't.
It makes
son.
You a dick.
There it is, people. There it is.
Right. Oh, see, man. Corey was the most hated on the show.
Play that card.
You're getting up
because
there.
Because it's in my deck. Continue.
Breath of the Wild is the best-selling standalone launch title.
With a character in a green tunic.
With a character in a green
ever.
Tunic.
It doesn't,
holding
it's funny
a shield
he doesn't have one.
And a sword.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a green tunic on this one?
Well, you not can get bat. It, but like, no, like no. They don't give it to you off the bat like in other
You're
other
like
games.
Half naked off the bat.
Vast yeah. changes they have made to Link in this game.
They have. He can climb.
But not all things are good with the Switch. We are seeing reports of hardware problems. I know Corey and myself have experienced the most common one, which is a left joystick or Joy-Con connectivity. Basically, what happens is if it's not connected directly to the console and you're using the Joy, what's it called? The Joy-Con grip?
It's called the Joy-Con grip, yeah.
That comes with the console. I have to ask the Nintendo expert.
Yeah, the Nintendo rep over here.
Reggie, what was the...
No. Exactly.
If you're using that, then what can happen is that the left Joy-Con just disconnects. And I went about an hour, maybe an hour and a half playing when I first started playing it just fine. And then right after that, it got basically unplayable. Could not play it. So frustrated, I just put it away. I moved my console like closer to me and had nothing blocking it, and that fixed the issue. Some people are saying the same thing, but it's kind of different. But aside from that, we're also seeing system crashes, see unreasonably loud noises. I don't know what the noises are.
The volume is
down.
Too high.
That sounds like a complaint that my grandmother wrote.
Right, yeah.
It's an unreasonably loud noise.
So, like, the fan is not loud
but
at all.
Some bigger issues.
What's the percentage, though, of all this?
That's the thing. Is the, there's
problems
not
happen
been
all the time.
Percentage of... so. I mean, there's not a big percentage. Let me rephrase that. We don't see what
because
the
it's not
are.
A,
it's not being announced.
It's not even. It's probably a 0.3 or something. It's the people that did it that have a camera phone and
thanks
decided
to
post
internet.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Thanks to the internet.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, I remember PS4 and Xbox One both had like not similar problems, but they all had problems at launch. Like I remember the PS4 winner for like the Taco Bell thing got his PS4 early, immediately had a GPU problem.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it happens. It
That's
happens
what you
all
get
the
for
time.
Eating at Taco Bell.
The GPU was not in the PlayStation, actually. Nothing. Just trying to make a bad joke.
Proven it wasn't the chair.
We are. It's still. I can still feel the vibes.
Oh, okay.
One thing though is that is a doc. Joey experienced.
That's
this.
A problem. That pisses me
the
off.
The dock will scratch your console if you're not careful.
Exactly. How did this get past freaking R&D?
It That's, probably did, but they were like, "We don't have time. We not, launch in 2 days."
Not even R&D. It, quality assurance. That's where it got missed.
But okay, so when you're developing this thing and they know it has to slide in and out of this freaking.
How do you
thing.
Not put padding on the inside of it?
Something, yeah. Mm-hmm. That should have been in research and development.
Get
right
a
there.
Screen protector ASAP.
If you can find them. Right. And get somebody who's good at it to put it on for
you.
Yeah.
I spent $40 to have someone, to buy a screen protector for one, have someone apply it. But in their defense, it's a damn good screen protector.
Little known fact.
And it covered up the scratch on my screen.
T-Mobile does it for free.
Oh, really?
God damn it.
All right.
And also, little known fact, that was a lie.
What?
What a rare form
a
tonight.
Really weird thing to
you
lie
just
about.
Wasted 5 seconds of valuable podcasting.
What's interesting though about the dock is that there are rumors that the dock has been pulled from Nintendo's store. Nintendo came back and said it's just sold out, quote unquote. But who's gonna buy the dock like without the console?
So wait a minute. This dock is what hooks it up to the TV, correct?
Right.
Yes.
I didn't know they sold it separately.
You can get additional ones if you want, like, for some reason you're really lazy.
Oh,
and you're like,
room.
Oh, here's one for the guest room. Here's
okay,
one
no,
for the
no, that's
room.
Smart.
I mean,
that's
it's
pretty smart.
Yeah. I mean, I can see taking one with me to, like, if I'm going on a long trip and I'm going to be in a hotel, taking an extra dock with me, docking it in the hotel TV and playing it there.
They should start selling the Switch tablets separately
so while
they're at it.
A travel dock is
a
what you
dock.
Would have?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a travel dock.
So then theoretically, are they going to be selling the just the basic hardware by itself?
I would love that. That would be a cool idea.
For a little cheaper?
Interesting.
A little cheaper? A little $250?
I don't think they want to do that, though.
A little $250 by himself?
Not
a dock later?
We're not going to see that this year if they do.
I'm just saying.
I guarantee it.
Switch Lite?
Now, going back to the Joy-Con issue, somebody, a tear-down aficionado, that's the thing, named John Downey, he went ahead and took apart the Joy-Cons.
Okay.
Kind of tear it down, break it down, see what it's made of. And he found out what is probably the issue that's causing the left Joy-Con thing.
In China?
Yeah, actually. wow. On the left Joy-Con, the Bluetooth radio piece is like printed on the chip rather than its own separate unit like it is on the right. And the placement of it places it right up at the top next to the bumper.
Okay.
So you have the casing of the controller, you have the bumper, which is additional casing, and then your hand naturally rests on it. So the theory is that that's what's causing it to lose connectivity, is there's too much interference between the sensor itself, which is printed on the chip rather than it's being its own separate chip.
You know, sometimes I have the problem with my PS4 controller when because I sit a little too close to my entertainment center, so my leg gets in the way because I sit cross-legged, and the controller, like, so all of a sudden I can't move my character for like 2 seconds.
Really?
And yeah.
I've never had that problem.
That is weird. Well, I guess I'm just... I'd have bad luck.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
5 out of 10 men.
what? Geez,
that escalated quickly. And there are rumors...
It didn't escalate at all. That's the point.
To round out the Nintendo, there are rumors of Nintendo considering...
someone throw something at him.
Why?
I'm
What's he doing?
Playing the Switch, like, while he's talking about it.
It's topical.
It's research.
I would so freaking smack you upside the head right now if I was over there.
I mean, I'm doing research because what if it breaks right now? You know, then I could have something.
And we have a record.
Yeah, then it'd be live on the show, captured for the first time.
Mm-hmm. There are rumors of Nintendo considering recalling the left Joy-Con.
Ooh, so we'll boy.
Just your left one. Huh?
Just
your
left
Joy. Okay.
So we'll see how that.
If they did a recall, are you guys both down to ship off your left Joy-Con?
Nope.
I don't know.
I use my Pro controller anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, you got a Pro controller.
So. Well, I mean, you guys can still live with the right?
No,
can't necessarily need the left.
Nope. You definitely need the left.
I'm ambidextrous.
The left is when you move your character and you use the D-pad.
So you can play half the game.
Yeah.
No, you don't need the left. You can go without the left. You can just, you're good with the right, right? Men are good with just the right one, right?
Dang.
Damn!
International Women's Day, and Ivy's making masturbation.
Where's that air horn sound?
We can't say anything to defend ourselves because it's National Women's Day.
Nice. I know. I'm not even going to retaliate.
We just have to let it go.
This is her day.
This is her day.
This is Ivy's day.
But come back.
Every day is my day. What are you talking about?
Come back next Wednesday.
Yeah.
And the playing field will be even.
Then we'll have the clapbacks ready.
Mm-hmm. All right. Overwatch. Overwatch is going through some changes. Yeah. It's
maybe.
Maybe. It's all on the PTR right now. But basically, so we had the new hero come out on the PTR, Orisa, right? Did I say that right? I never know how to say it. Orisa, and right off the bat, she felt kind of OP. Like, she felt like she was going to throw off the balance of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, too many people have said that, so Overwatch is like, nope, we're going to hold off. Most of the time what happens is with like Sombra and Anna, they showed up on the PTR and then a week later they were in the game across all platforms. It's not going to be the case this time because they're going to do more balancing. They've already nerfed her a little bit, but the big news that is frustrating a lot of people, and I think Corey is going to have a lot to say, is Anna. Anna got a huge nerf that seems like it's going to be making her basically useless.
What is this?
So she's getting a nerf to her attack damage from her basic just shot.
That's already terrible.
It's going like from 80 to 60,
yep,
I think.
80 to 60.
They're also nerfing the damage from the grenade.
And 30 from 60.
Is this all in part just to make her more of a support as opposed to an actual attack?
That's what it feels like. Yeah. That's what I've heard people say. Because right now you can kind of use her as an attack healer.
Yeah.
She can do work and get a lot of kills. This is really going to shoehorn her into really just looking for the support.
Well, have you ever played the one shot, one kill, like random, you know, game, random match? So I'm always Anna whenever I play that one, and my teammates get mad. Like, why aren't you healing us? Like, why aren't you? I'm like, because I do some work, people. I do damage out there. Like, I can, you know, poison bleed type of, you know, effect on somebody and like get a lot of kills. But I found when I actually stood back and healed the other snipers and stuff like that, like it works. Like, you know, it helps the team a lot more. So I can see why they would want this person to be,
you know,
just a support.
When you play the right role. When you play as the role given.
She's already pretty nerfed. So I guess from what Mo Fruity in chat is saying, she knows a lot about Overwatch. She says that they already reverted the grenade back. So they did not nerf the nade yet. But they are still sticking with the damage of the rifle, which is already tough because in a shootout with like a Widowmaker, like, if I find myself in a sniping encounter, I have to hit her, like, two or three times to her one, which is already, I feel like, a pretty significant difference. So, nerfing it even more.
But she's not a sniper, though. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Who?
Anna.
She has a sniper rifle.
She's in this, okay.
With a big scope
just
on it.
Just because she's dressed that way.
I'm assuming her role.
Yeah, you're assuming her role already? Really? Wow.
I count her as a sniper.
Thank you.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, well, then you put her in the...
I count her as a sniper.
Then you tell the developers who put her in the support role.
I count her as a sniper.
All right, then. Everybody.
Wow.
My opinion is only opinion that matters. Whatever.
So, again, none of these are final. It's still only on the PTR, on the PC. So we may see these change, but... people are pissed so far.
I like there's also giving Winston a buff, which actually going to make him a little more playable. I think he needs a damage increase, honestly, but what they are at least starting with is his bubble cooldown starts as soon as he drops his bubble instead of it starting after the bubble gets broken.
Oh, that's good. So,
but they're not decreasing the time.
In a way, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to say no, they're not, because that bubble is literally plastic. So as soon as you drop it, it's broken. So, I mean, it's not like it's useful. If they were going to up the damage it could take, that's one thing. If they were going to lower the actual cooldown, so I don't know, like, what is it now, 25 seconds? An hour?
It's like 30 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If they want to lower that, you know, by 10 seconds, then yeah. But until then, he's still just going to be that, what did he call it? The interruption or the little...
Oh, disruptor.
A disruptor type of tank, yeah.
He's just going to get in face.
Just get in your face, knock some people around, kill a Genji or a Tracer or two, and, you know, hop back out.
He is kind of a really good counter right now for Genjis. He always has been, but yeah, he's been really coming through. What else we got?
No Man's Sky is getting another update addition to the Pathfinder update that came out. So the Pathfinder update came out a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And added a whole bunch of stuff to the game. Really kind of made it what the game should have come out at.
Really kind of made it an actual game.
An actual game. Yeah. It was the other quarter of the game that we were missing.
Holy crap. What who expected?
So now we have half a game. They're adding another eighth of the game with this new update. They're going to add a vehicle to drive around your home planet.
Yeah, which is actually interesting.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. It's
not bad. Now, can we get a story?
There's a loose one there.
You're already getting Mass Effect Andromeda.
And that's why I'm not too not too giddy to get back on and update this thing. Like, I've got my space exploration game on its way, Game of the Year, that it's not going to have me hankering so much for another space exploration game. So I don't really see why I'm going why I would go back. What else is in the update?
Are you
going
to play Mass Effect Andromeda, Ivy?
Oh, man, you guys got me.
What?
I haven't played any of them.
No, that's, wow. I haven't either. Wow. I played like 30 minutes.
I literally have it right there.
It's within arm reach, and you have not picked it up?
I have not played them.
No idea what's wrong with you right now.
Well, and I think we may have even talked about this, Ivy. Ivy, you did play KOTOR, though. So that's the only one you need to play. I believe if you've played KOTOR, you don't need to play Mass Effect. It's the same thing.
That's like one of the absolute highly best games
incorrect.
Ever.
It's the highly same incorrect. Thing, if not a
no,
little bit
it's
worse.
Not.
Okay, you're right. It's a little bit worse.
That is the falsehood of the century.
What do you think, Mass Effect?
Knights of the Old Republic was one of the best games ever made with one of the best storylines ever made.
Yes. Yes.
Ever written.
That swerve.
Can't say that without playing Mass Effect.
Totally.
Okay. You know what? I'll play it, but
I'm not going to like
you.
It.
You
can skip one.
Nothing's going to top it.
No, the only reason why I say, because so Mass Effect goes through its stages. One is definitely for their hardcore like RPG story driven. You know, because there's a lot of stuff that comes at you information wise. Part two is more for the action. Mm-hmm. You know, they
I'd argue part two, part three also.
Well, yeah, part three they give you a choice in part three. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, they let you choose out of three. They said, do you want more of a story-driven thing? Do you want more of the action-driven thing? Or do you want a little mixture of both?
Okay.
So you can kind of play it both. You know,
I didn't even notice that.
A lot of people just go with the basic, you know, give me the action, and you kind of just
So can you hop on playing the new one without doing any of the previous ones?
Yes.
Yeah, because it takes place, like, what, 500-600 years in the future?
Yeah, it's a side thing. I mean, you'll probably get nods back to the original that'll go over your head since you didn't play them, but it won't be, I don't think it'll be so much so.
I think it's
going
to be minimal.
Yeah, it'll be very minimal.
It's going to be fan service. It's going to be in there for the hardcore fans that have played the other games, just as kind of like, oh, hey, look at that. But if you don't
Cause
know
it's like
it,
with
it's not
the,
that big of a deal.
With the new one, when you see characters, or you see races, when you see races, if you've played everything before, you'd be like, well, I know what this is. I know what they're about.
You know
I know these people. Yeah, this is home.
It's the same as like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
The what? The three when different races in the
you look
line?
At it. No, you what? Idiot. There's tons of different
humans,
races. No, there's
Twi'leks and Yodas.
Yodas, no. You're forgetting about the Gamorreans. You're forgetting about the Aethorians. Come on, man. Mm. Step up your game.
All humans.
Speaking of Mass Effect.
Get learned.
Stay woke, Aaron.
Stay woke. That's what I meant.
That's the horror. Please, let's continue.
Podcasting.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Mass Effect, DLC multiplayer maps are going to be free.
Of course.
It's EA, of
that's
course.
That's how Part 3 was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some EA games, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, well, EA.
So,
most.
EA is, if EA were to. And you know what? This is a story. This is a good story because the multiplayer in Part 3 was phenomenal.
Right.
And I could see A being like, oh, yeah, everybody really loved that. Let's go ahead and charge for some of these maps. But, you know, good on you, the thing.
So company GM Aaron Flynn outlined the idea in a reply to somebody on Twitter. Mm-hmm. The fan asked, well, with multiplayer, do we have to pay for maps like other EA games, or is it going to be free like Mass Effect 3 if we get any? And he replied back, it's going to be just like Mass Effect 3.
Which could mean anything.
Which could mean anything.
If it's just like Mass Effect 3, which I played, and which our very own Jerry played, only the multiplayer, free DLC maps, and microtransactions. But since everything is kind of like a horde mode, it really didn't kind of play into anything. So, and then microtransactions were random loot crates. You couldn't just outright buy the weapon you wanted.
Gotta love loot crates.
Yep.
You gotta best love thing, loot crates. Best part loot of this crate. Generation.
Yeah, loot crates, man.
Gears of War 4, man.
But it was good. It's just so good. So good. Go ahead.
So next, Destiny 2.
Next story. Next story.
We've been talking a little bit. We've been ramping up.
What else
Aaron
we got?
Does the notes. We've been ramping up Destiny news.
What else we got?
The next and last event, Age of Triumph, is coming out and starting March 28th.
Yeah, that's the free one, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's the next big event. It's going to take you back to the Vault of Glass, which I think, Corey, you would know this probably.
So we're going.
That was like the first big thing that was in the game, right?
I believe so.
Vault of Glass.
Back to the original.
So you're going back to the original. That's the whole. Cool. Well, no, hang on.
All right.
There's actually a theme here.
Glass?
Yep. Vaults.
Okay. So now you're playing Borderlands. Okay, cool.
I watched the teaser trailer and read some analysis of it, and what it sounds like is they're doing this whole go back to where you started, the whole idea being that it's coming to an end. It feels very much as it's coming to an end.
Hold on. Circle. Time out. The word end should not even be in anything Destiny related right now. Have we hit 10 yet?
So
you can't hold those words against
no,
them.
I am.
I was reading in the article I was reading about this.
Okay.
There was an interview with a rep from Bungie, and he kind of mentioned sort of that for those who feel like they've been gypped or they're upset or they feel cheated.
You have.
Yeah, you have. We're sorry. No.
We're not sorry.
We're not sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Basically, the idea being is that Destiny has always been it's a cop-out answer, an evolving, unfolding project where they're constantly evolved over a 10-year span.
So
kind of backtrack.
So what?
How long has it been?
So what you're telling me now?
Well, Destiny. This is still Destiny. It's Destiny 2.
I would rather have had him said, no, we said we'll just keep the servers open for 10 years.
Right. So actually, the Destiny servers will be continued to be
open. Yeah, of course they're not going to shut it down.
Even on Xbox 360.
But
even on the Xbox.
Yay!
What you're telling me, though, is that they decided to opt out for the lube and just go in you raw. And
it literally says
International Women's Day, Aaron. Jeez.
Yeah. It happened to men across the nation. Destiny did this to you. And you guys just took it. And you said, yeah, okay. And then when Destiny 2 comes out,
I'll take it again.
And you'll take it again. That's the saddest.
I'll be the first in line.
Thing.
I'm going to go buy this game so fast.
I
cannot wait for Destiny 2 Electric Boogaloo.
It'll sit right next to your copy of Last of Us.
Man. Have you not played The Last of Us?
It's not even wrapped yet, or unwrapped yet.
Right over there. Right over there.
I mean, I'm going to get to it eventually. That. Same thing with that. Shadows of Mordor. I will get to these games.
But it's terrible. I really want to know people in chat, like on who is really hyped for Destiny 2. Oh, that's what I want to know.
I told myself I would give that game a chance, and then I realized, you know, they made a lot of money doing the milking of the money
last time,
and I don't think I'm gonna fall for it again.
I'm not gonna jump on the bandwagon right now. I'm gonna wait and see what happens. And see after it launches and Corey
something
gets
I
it.
Never do.
I'll let Corey
see,
go
here's
first.
Here's the problem, though. This is why I'm very, like, not
skeptical?
Even. No, there's not even a skepticism to it. It's just like this whole lead up to this game is just paved in terribleness.
So from what I've heard at this point, after the DLC, the updates and everything like that, Destiny 1, what we have right now, or what players have right now, if it came out like this originally, it would have been a good game. People are really happy with how it eventually evolved.
Okay.
But that's the problem that we're having, is that the players who got it at launch day, who felt gypped and cheated, because in order to get the full game, it required DLC, it required expansion,
yes,
season passes,
exactly, yes,
and additions and additions and additions in order to get this whole game that is now, you've put like, you know, well over $100 into the game.
Real quick, run down the checklist. You have a sequel to a game that was supposed to take longer to be, right? You're starting from scratch.
That means no. So that's the thing. That's the other thing of why I put this in the notes.
What is it?
Is we talked about on Saturday, I think, Destiny 2, and how your character's not going over. That's not 100% true.
Your looks and stuff are going over, right?
Yeah. Your
stats and your weapons are going over or something?
Gear and weapons won't be
that's
going
That's what
over.
I said the last show, yeah. I said you can keep your look, but you can't keep your crap.
I don't know if the stats will carry over.
So you don't keep your crap. So yeah, you're literally starting over. So
when is this a bad thing? What game lets you take your crap over?
Hold on, though, because here we go. the good thing to think is like, okay, they've made this game. You know, if I were to pick up Destiny now, I'd be like, okay, this is a good game. All the stuff that happened, right?
If you forget everything, you
if
go
you
into
forget
it blind.
Going into it, yeah,
you have no bad taste in your mouth.
But they're starting a brand new game now, so they're not starting from where they left off. They're starting a brand new game from scratch.
So, right. I mean, well, we don't know anything about what this game is going to take.
And then if you say, okay, they're not starting a brand new game, that means this game must have been in development while I was on Destiny 1.
And even if that's the case, okay, so I'm playing devil's advocate here.
I hope you are.
Even if that's the case, why is that bad?
Because they're not focusing on my game then. That means they
focus quite a bit on that.
That
game.
Means
they
focus quite a bit on getting my money from that game. Yes.
Yes, but the content was there.
Yeah,
they
but
put content
the
back
way
into
that
it
was approached. So if I said, "Web, here's a video game that I 100% completed. All the stuff is in there. You play it, and it has all the stuff that Destiny has now with no DLC.
Right.
It's or just,
or you get this game, you get 10%.
10%, and then I'll slowly
20 for another 30%.
Yeah. That's not acceptable for an adult.
I
promise you, it's not.
I'm curious. In the articles I read about this, there was one where they had a rep from Bungie had mentioned that they are taking what they've learned from Destiny 1,
so,
and they're putting it into Destiny 2.
So much of a freaking cop-out.
It is a cop-out.
So
but it does make me interested to see
they've
what they're going
to
do in Destiny 2.
I don't understand how people can't call people out on stuff.
Oh, they do. I mean
gamers. I mean the gamers.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's definitely being called out.
I don't think they're because people are going to mass buy this thing. You got Corey over across the way that's about
he's
to buy
already,
day one.
Yeah,
that's
one.
Terrible.
He's pre-ordering
online,
it right now.
And in fact, I don't even think you can pre-order the game yet, but I wrote out a check and I just sent it to Bungie headquarters.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, BT Dubs, when it's ready.
It'll just get to me.
And you know what he got back? A box with no lube in it.
Just an empty box.
Yeah, and a picture that says bend over.
And then, you know, to end out the Destiny story, so one theory is that the way that we're going to get into this is going to be some, and why you're going to be able to keep your character, is it's going to be somewhat like some sort of travel, whether it's time travel or you being teleported to another galaxy or something like
a
that.
A theory
that's
of why
to.
I get to keep my character that I spent
No. That's
years.
It. It's a fan theory. It's
I know.
Not theory.
I know, yeah, 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 no, I know.
And that's the only reason why it's a theory, because we don't know anything.
There's a dark cloud over this Destiny 2 game, and I have a feeling that once it gets closer to launch, it's going to be Corey versus Aaron, just like the old days.
100%.
Which I will take you down, sir.
You've lost every battle
I will.
Thus far.
I'm just waiting.
It hasn't worked the first 50 times. It's not going to work 51.
Think he's just hopeful at this.
This
point.
Is my time to shine.
But you, you know what? I hope so. I really hope Destiny comes out and does amazing things, everybody, for the gamer's sake. But this cycle of you paying this much money for games over and over and stuff like that for small increments of games, it's gotta stop.
All right, Joey, where can people learn more about your podcast and check out your YouTube?
All right. You can find my YouTube channel, youtube.com/CommonwealthRealm. We do, of course, Nintendo videos, Zelda-themed videos as well. Be sure to check that out. And you can find my podcast, Game and Talk, on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Google Play.
And you just picked up a new co-host.
Mm-hmm. Chris Del Castillo. All right. That's exactly how you pronounce it.
Good luck with that. Yeah. that'll be something. Ivy Doom Kitty, what do you got to promote? What are you slanging these days? Can we talk about, can we make the big reveal that we've been talking about making for like the past?
Cats. I'm slinging cats these days. Yeah. Cats.
Yeah.
So many cats.
You got enough cats.
There's one cat. There's two cats.
Oh my god.
There's another one right there, but she won't let me
this
pick
just
her
turned
up
into Sesame Street. And you were the, and you were the
one
cat. Well, that's the end of the show. For everybody here, we want to thank you for taking a listen to the show. For David Webb, Aaron Carter, Ivy Doom Kitty, and Joey Ferris, my name is Corey Vincent, saying you just got banged.